This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
In the month of October, it is the Power of Pink emphasis from the Community Cancer Center. Angelia Freeman, and good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about what the Power of Pink is all about and how October got selected.
Well, October got selected because pink is very recognizable and very known, and we want to use the power of that recognition to emphasize knowing what your cancer risks are and which risks are manageable and what you can do to lower those risks for a possible cancer diagnosis.
So for what you're doing with the Community Cancer Center, is this aimed particularly at breast cancer or all cancers?
It's an awareness for all cancers, focusing on risk.
And talk about what your role is at the Cancer Center.
Well, at the Cancer Center, I am the outreach educator. So I look at educating the public on their cancer risks and adapting healthy lifestyle changes to lower that cancer risk through our programs that we offer.
Now, people don't always think about lifestyle risks, maybe other than smoking, as being part of cancer, some of the issues with fighting it off. But there's a lot of things that go into that.
There is a lot of things. One of the primary things we look at is nutrition. So we have a program that's a diabetes prevention, but it focuses on nutrition and movement and mindset and adapting healthy lifestyle behaviors through what you're going to learn in that program.
How many physicians do you have at the Cancer Center?
The Cancer Center has, in radiation oncology, we have 3. And then in Steelhead Oncology, who is an entity that is also on our campus, they have 4.
And any idea how many folks you see in the course of a year?
A lot. Unfortunately, a lot.
And I know, from having a family member who went through this a number of years ago, the first time you walk in there is a lot of fear and trepidation.
There is. You almost don't want to walk through the doors, and there's you're already in this moment of chaos in your life. And once you get through the doors, you start getting introduced to your cancer team, the team that's going to take care of you. That fear starts to dissipate, and you realize there's an entire family in there that's focused on your well-being and the best treatment plan that you can possibly get.
And what kinds of services do you offer there to help people that are being treated?
There's a lot of different services. Like we mentioned earlier, our programming, which is kind of a patient engagement experience. So you're going to work with your patient liaison or your nurse navigator, and they're going to help you through the process of figuring out all of the questions that you have and going through that. And then we have the outreach programs that are going to educate you on survivorship and well-being and mentorship through other patients that have gone through it, and they're going to also help you to answer your questions as well.
And for those that are being mentors, we've had some in here before, and they talk about the opportunity to give back and really help people out, having gone through the similar circumstances themselves.
Absolutely. They're able to speak the same language to one another. In other words, I've gone through this. Here's what helped me best. Here's what your doctors are going to tell you. Here's the questions you can ask your care team so that they know better what's going on with you, and they'll be able to help you the best they can.
And now I know a lot of people in Douglas County really work on this issue. Any idea if our rate of cancer here, how it compares to other places?
I don't have that data available to me, so I'm not sure how it relates to other places. I do know that some of the risks for cancer are higher in Douglas County because we have a higher incidence of individuals who smoke. We have a higher obesity rate, and both of those are factors in the lifestyle changes that you can make to lower your risk that we don't necessarily do.
And at the Community Cancer Center, how did you get involved working there to begin with?
Well, I was working in the medical field doing supply chain management for another organization, and I decided that there's other things I can do that would serve more so than what I was doing. And I just said a prayer, and I asked for the perfect job, and here we are.
And how long have you been there?
Almost 12 years.
So if people want to find out more about the Community Cancer Center, especially during this Power of Pink month, how do they get connected?
They can either go to our website at rosebergcancercare.com, or they can give me a call at 541-672-0072, and that's my direct line.
All right, Angelia Freeman from the Community Cancer Center, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the morning report.